Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Brad Gorgon with me from Budget Blinds. We're going to talk about how important it is to have those blinds in your house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. And welcome back to Real Estate and You. We're going to have the sports still again. We're kind of keeping tradition. Last week, I don't know if you know, I had my nephews on here.
Oh, yeah.
Texas Tech football players.
Those guys are
so
awesome.
So we did a little stuff. But you know, we're keeping tradition, folks. I don't know if you know this, but Ryan here was the swimmer at SMU. So we're kind of keeping that sports still going, Jeremy. That's kind of cool. You know, we're kind of keeping the sports and the real estate going.
I like that. So,
how long did you swim at SMU?
I swam there. I swam collegiately for 4 years.
On a scholarship?
Yeah. I was a four-time All-American in college.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. All-American.
I didn't realize he's an All-American.
See, we're keeping the sports. See how? See, I can deal with Claire's not here.
I was also about 100 pounds ago and had a good 20 years ago.
You know, that's for all of us, though. You know, they call that, the freshman 20?
I gained mine after that.
The work 100?
My coach had a bet with me that within the first 3 months of me graduating, I would gain 20 to 30 pounds. I said, there's no way.
Yeah, he won.
He won. Yeah. He knew exactly.
I think we all did that, though.
Yeah. Well, no, that was when I got done competing. I didn't gain any weight in college. I stayed the same. But
well, when you swim like that, oh, my God.
I was like, my favorite joke is I never got beat by Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, he was only 8 years old when I swam, but I never got beat by Michael Phelps.
Hey, well, that's something to be proud of and bragging about. Well, you've got a big success going right now, too, in Budget Blinds. Big, big, huge success in doing what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. Yeah.
Your new location, I say new. It's not new anymore.
We've been there almost 4 years now.
Wow.
That location at Stadium Park has been fantastic. I mean, having a 3,000-square-foot showroom where people can actually physically touch and see exactly what they're going to get
in their
home.
And most of us, me included, are visual.
We want to see what we're getting as opposed to just someone saying, hey, we'll get you something. And then you're hoping you get the right product. But, yeah, this has been fantastic.
Well, it helps our customers. Your wife had a little bit to do with that, though. Didn't she?
Oh, she had everything to do with it.
That touch. You know how it goes.
I look good because of what my wife's done.
Yeah, well, she did a great job for you.
Thank you.
It does look good. The showroom looks good. I got to tell you a story, though. You know, people mess with your plans. You gave away free tamales. You had a little open house. So Clark said, we got to put it on the calendar. So she said, we'll have a show. It was with our good friends from the military. They were coming in, and it's one of the new head guys. And I said, we're showing them. I said, put it in the morning. I said, Gorgon's giving away free food. He didn't do that often.
Not too often.
We got to get his pocket.
And free booze.
Yeah, I don't
know if I'm going to say that on the radio, but
I did. I was bringing that. I did tell her that part, too. I said, so I want to go. And we had it scheduled. Well, he didn't get in until late. And I tell you this, your business, you know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Business comes for pleasure.
Of course.
So I showed all afternoon. And I'm proud I did, so it worked out good. And it kind of worked out good for you, too, because I'm going to tell the rest of the story.
Oh,
good. The house we're in right now, it's a pretty nice house. I'm proud of it. And you put the blinds in it, but they're not the blinds I really want. And visual, being a visual person, I said, Clara, I'm going to be honest with you. The houses I showed, they were very nice homes. And they had plantation shutters in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not the shutters we have in this house now. It makes a difference. I said, they show different. So it depends on what house you're in, what look you're looking for.
We have a look for everybody. We have from plantation shutters to some of those nice big homes to... You know, we have everything. I mean, it's whatever someone wants.
It really is. I'm not saying there's a bad product or a good product, but it depends on what look you want.
Exactly.
And I said,
right.
I'm going to tell you, the look I think that we want for this house, for resale later, and that the plan,
yeah,
isn't here. So I'm going to need to talk to Brian. And so we kind of were with you. Even though we weren't there with you. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No,
that was a good deal for you.
Scott, you've always been there for me. You've always recommended us. You've always done a great job, and hopefully we've always done a great job for your customers.
That's exactly why. I don't know how many houses you've done for me, but a bunch.
A bunch.
So it's a good number. So and always done a good job. And folks, that's one reason I always want Brian to come on the radio show, and we promote him, because every house he's done, every house I've recommended him for, has always been an A-plus job.
I appreciate that, Scott.
But let's talk about it. Let's go through the different stages.
Okay.
Like, let's go to some we've done for some of the, like, the little townhouses. I said, Brian, you know this. And you go, I know, Scott. You want the cheapest basic blah. And you literally beat the box store prices.
Of course, yes. We are
literally
a... So the good thing about Budget Blinds is the largest national franchise in the United States. We have now surpassed Lowe's, Home Depot, and JCPenney's in sales. We now sell more custom window coverings than all three of those
and
companies.
Sears, too, I bet. Sorry, that was bad.
So what's great about it is that we can beat any price in town, but yet with still local service. My guys are all work for us. I mean, they are local guys. They work here. They live here. I don't bring in subcontractors. I don't bring people from out of town. And yet we have the largest buying power in the entire industry of window coverings. This is our 25th anniversary as a franchise. We're going to do over 1 billion window coverings this year. I think we've actually already surpassed that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy what the volume is. So when someone says, oh, we can get you a lower price from somewhere else, all they're doing is getting them a cheaper product, which I do have that as well. So I can work within anyone's budget, and I can do a single blind. Or I'm working on a project right now for five schools in another city, and we're going to do all five entire schools. We just finished up this summer four schools for that same contractor. So we can do, again, one single blind in your home in a utility room and something that the dogs ate, and we'll take care of that. But we'll also take care of extremely large projects as well.
So what you're saying is, let's go from, you said, from literally a metal blind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, start off with a 1-inch metal blind, then to the 2-inch faux wood, and then the wood blinds, and then we've got cellular shades, Roman shades. Fabric has come back really strong. I mean, if you look at all interior magazines, all design magazines, draperies, fabric, this is going to scare you, but wallpaper might be one of the hottest things. We also have a full line of wallpaper. If you walk through some of the Parade of Homes, we've done wallpaper in quite a few of those, and we're going to do a few more this year. Now it's turned into home automation. We just finished up a ranch house just north of town. We automated the entire house. These people, it's their secondary home. And when they come in on the weekends, it's already dark outside. Well, it knows where their phone is. So when it comes to the ranch, all the exterior lights turn on in their all the exterior lights of their house turn on. The shades open up and music turns on. So that when they get home, they don't have to be fumbling for their keys. They don't have to look for anything. And then when they leave for the weekend, it also knows where their phone is. It's called geofencing. It turns everything off, shuts all the shades down, keeps the house more energy efficient, and turns all the lights off.
That's just neat.
And the cost has come down so dramatic. Literally almost everyone can afford it.
It is amazing. But look at the cost of it. Just the change. We were talking about that. I was talking to Alan Hines. Phones, but TVs. Look at TVs. The first TV I ever got, it was for the ranch. The first TV was $7,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That was, of course, it was a long time ago, but you know, it was the flat screen. You know, that was the hot deal. I said, well, you know, we're never going to get another one. It's going to be here at the ranch. We're never selling this.
That's it.
And the only reason I had said, well, I don't know, somebody, you know, stole the darn thing. But because that's the whole reason this price stuck in my head. Now you can go to Sam's and get a TV that's twice as big.
Twice as good.
For $700.
Exactly.
So just what you're talking about, it's true.
Just because you brought that up, Scott, it's really funny. I was asked to do a house just this last week, and now we're offering LED light bulbs. And so this homeowner found out we're doing LED light bulbs. This was literally my first shutter job I think I had ever done in San Angelo for these homeowners. This was 14, 15 years ago. The guy said he got the very first HD TV in San Angelo. I think he paid like 12, 13 grand for this thing.